This is Everything Homes special segment. Stories needing sharing. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
But I want to bring on our next guest because his event this week, April 30th through May 2nd, is the Truth Over Fear COVID-19 and the Great Reset Online Summit. And it's free, everybody, free. So there's no reason why you do not sign up for this to get the truth and the invaluable eye-opening insights about the headlines, COVID-19, the non-vaccine, and the Great Reset. Headliners, big, big headliners. So I asked him to come on today to talk about it. And of course, you can get tickets. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, and then the virtual events page. There's a big graphic there that talks about the event, gives all the specifics. And then it also includes the pictures of who's going to be there. Just click on that big graphic and you'll go to the page to register. And again, it's free. The audience, let's give a huge round of applause for an incredible patriot who's delivering the truth, turning this country around. Patrick, I am so excited for conversation today.
Honestly, thank you, Michelle. Great to be here. I was doing the kingly wave, acknowledging the crowd. Thank you so much for the invitation.
I want to give everybody a heads up. Patrick is a veteran of having his own shows, being on the shows. He has the Patrick Coffin show. So don't be surprised if you are completely entertained and mesmerized during this entire segment. And of course, I encourage you to listen to his shows and become a fan and follow him on social media. So let's, you want to briefly just give an overview of you, and then I want to talk about this event. This is powerful stuff.
Sure. Thank you. Well, I appreciate you having found me and giving me your platform to talk about this literally life-changing event, Truth Over Fear. It's the second one that we did, my wife and I. The last one was the last weekend of October this past year, and we really wanted to get it up and out to the public before the election for obvious reasons. So we had just about 20 days to promote that summit, and over 7,000 people stormed our gates and signed up. So we knew we'd hit a nerve. And some of the speakers at this summit coming up this weekend are repeats. I'm a Canadian by birth. I was born and raised in Nova Scotia. I kept trekking west to Ottawa, Toronto. I went to McGill University in Montreal. I ended up, now I'm compressing a lot here, I ended up doing a live radio show called Catholic Answers Live in San Diego and left that to start my own platform, the Patrick Coffin Show, and a community called Coffin Nation with members, by God's grace, in over 20 countries. And the reason why I started with my wife, Mariella, this Truth Over Fear, we didn't envision it as a series. We didn't know what the future was going to hold. I just called this early, Michelle. I knew we were being lied to. I didn't know what scale the lies went up to, but I knew that as soon as they started changing the name of the virus, at first it was the Wuhan virus, and they kind of fiddled with China virus, then it became the novel coronavirus. Remember that? Too much of a mouthful. Mm-hmm. SARS-CoV-2, and then it kind of settled on what sounds like a Ray Bradbury sci-fi scary kind of disease, COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I say that with full compassion and sorrow for anyone who's lost a loved one or a friend to COVID-19. Most of the people who've passed away, unfortunately, were people over 70 and 80 who had underlying comorbidities. And the way the media has spun any case, any death by COVID, it's to turn on the 24/7 fear machine. And it's wildly out of proportion to the numbers. And I thought, I want to get together the top speakers that I can. Most of them are MDs. We have some PhDs. We have attorneys, a couple of journalists, 41 in all. It's not about us trying to convert you to a point of view or agreeing with the conclusions of all the speakers. The point is, you have to see both sides of the question. If you don't, then you are exactly in the zone where Anderson Cooper and Tony Fauci and the World Health Organization and all the media allies want you to be, which is in the dark. So the website, very easy to remember, restoretheculture.com. I'm tempted now to just crank through these amazing speakers But I think that's I hope enough of an overview of where I'm coming from.
No, I think that's perfect. It gives people, you know, something to relate to understand, like, who's this guy and what's he talking about? But, you know, good thing is a lot of our audience has been listening to me on my patriotic soapbox talking about this in every single episode and then throwing facts and giving them the information and encouraging them to put their common sense caps on, which everybody, for the most part, has taken off back when we started the 15 days to slow the spread, which was 406 days ago. And we still have people wearing their masks, which are scientifically proven not to do anything. They actually make you sick. And they're still wearing them here in Arizona. We don't have the mask mandate any longer, but they're still wearing them at the stores. They're still wearing them in the car by themselves. I mean, breathing your own dirty air does not make any sense. It's like pooping in a diaper and eating it. I use that as a kind of a extreme example, but obviously it needs to get through to people. It needs to get through to people that this is a political propaganda pandemic that has gone out of control. It's literally off the rails. And you just want to shake people when they're not paying attention and they're hurting themselves and they're being fed all of this propaganda. And CNN, one of the main producers of CNN, was exposed by Project Veritas, 2 weeks ago. And he said, we're not a news network, we're propaganda. And we purposely inflated as much hype and noise and information about the COVID-19, the coronavirus, the Wuhan virus, the China virus, the CCP virus, on purpose, because we wanted to get Trump out of office, and then we wanted to create fear, and we wanted to, you know, have this control. So we did all the things in order to accomplish that, and that's what he said.
Yeah.
So people need to realize that that was the agenda, and that is what they're still trying to do. Because if you want to pull the facts out and the information, and just listen to what Dr. Fauci, which even Dr. Pam Popper, who is going to be one of the guests on one of your guest speakers, she even said she won't call him doctor anymore because he's not really a doctor. He doesn't deserve the title. And if you're just listening to what they say, it doesn't make sense. It contradicts, like, the beginning of the sentence contradicts the end of the sentence. And I'll give you a perfect example.
Yeah.
So I turned on the Academy Awards last night, literally just in the intro. I couldn't take it anymore because they already started on their, you know, crazy left agenda. And God forbid, used to just have entertainment, right? Because, you know, they all think they have a voice that people care about. And she said, I couldn't believe she said this. It's just, they're so brazen at this point that the truth comes out of their mouth and they don't care. And it's bad information that they're giving or how they feel. She said, okay, now when the cameras are on, she's being totally serious. So when the cameras are on, we have our masks off. But then when the cameras get turned off, we need to put our masks on. And I went, what? So I rewound it just to make sure that I wasn't hearing her incorrectly. And I said, literally, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Not to mention, it doesn't even make any sense. So again, they're just contradicting what they wanted you to believe. And then they tell you the truth when all of a sudden it kind of sneaks out. You go, well, wait, then there's no reason to do it if you're just doing it for show, or you're doing it because you don't want to have it on and mess up your makeup while you're on camera. So I said, oh my God, American people, just listen to what they say, because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Michelle, what the team of James O'Keefe and Project Veritas exposed with their technical director, Charles Chester, I laughed. I thought, yeah, that's the one day when CNN was the most trusted name in news. The guy was telling the truth. There's a lot to parse out from what you just said. I like to just put things in really simple terms. You don't need an advanced degree in virology to see what's going on. So look at the big picture. In the last 14 months, we have crushed family businesses forever. We've shut down churches and schools. We've imposed meaningless curfews. We'd stay away from people who, you know, we're not sick and they're not sick, but we got to stay the magic 6 feet apart. We have to wear a mask that doesn't stop viral transmission, and we have to take a jab that doesn't give immunity, all for a 99% plus survivable disease. Makes sense, right?
It's crazy that we bought into it and we're still buying into it. I don't.
Yeah, this is why the lie is so big. Yeah, good.
It's huge. Well, they're talking about the election fraud being the big lie, when the big lie is this whole political propaganda pandemic is the big lie, which I do want to remind people, for those of you who haven't been paying attention or know this, the big lie, actually, that phrase comes from the Nazis. So isn't it funny? Isn't it ironic? Isn't it kind of sick if you think about it? But that's the line that the left uses to describe the election fraud of 2020, the big lie.
Right.
Like, see, it's all connected, everybody. It's all connected, and you're going to get that information at Patrick's summit because he's talking about the Great Reset, which is really the overlying big plan, big picture of all this.
Yeah, you might say that's the primal big lie, in its using word salad and very misleading language, as Klaus Schwab does in his book called COVID-19 and the Great Reset. You mentioned the Nazis. Our final presenter on Sunday afternoon, May 2nd, is a Nazi camp survivor. Her name is Vera Shirov. She's 90 years old, totally spitfire, very sharp. And she remembers what her family went through. She lost her family to the camps. She was sent to a kinder camp. And she says the parallels here are very frightening. And her message is, Auschwitz did not begin with the camp Auschwitz. It began with propaganda. It began with something so malevolent that people thought, no, it's too big and too crazy to happen. And she says it's happening already with things like, just to start a long list, I'll just mention the one, the proposed vaccine passports. These are not
really
about
bad.
COVID-19
that's
or protecting
bad.
You. These are about getting your data so that you're easy to track and easy to manage. And this is why, this is something I've noticed, Michelle, when I was gathering these presenters. This is not a Christian versus Jew, Catholic versus Protestant, GOP versus Democrat. This is good versus evil. So we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, who's the former papal nuncio to the United States under St. John Paul II, Dr. Judah Mikovits, who was the subject of Mickey Willis's fine documentary, Plandemic, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Merritt, German attorney Rainer Fuhnig, Zev Zelenko, who's really the doctor back in March who wrote the open letter to President Trump and introduced what became the most politicized drug in history, hydroxychloroquine. He's going to be talking about early COVID treatment. Peggy Hall, an activist out here in San Clemente, California, has lots of really practical, downloadable things that you can say to a store owner who's objecting to your mask-free face or your friends on Facebook. Mathematician William Briggs on how you can tell that they're lying with numbers. I'll mention one more because it's an attorney from Canada. His name's John Carpe. John's the founder of the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms. And he's representing a Christian minister in Edmonton, Alberta, named Pastor James Coates, C-O-A-T-E-S. Your listeners can look up that terrifying story. Pastor Coates was doing his job, preaching the gospel to his flock at Grace Life Community Church in rural Alberta. And he decided through prayer and study and reading both sides of the question that he was not going to obey the provincial mandates for maximum number of Christians in his church, and he was not going to impose the mask. Well, for his troubles, he was arrested and spent 35 days in a maximum security prison.
Wow.
And after he was released, he's being represented by Mr. Carpe and his team. The RCMP came, surrounded the church with chain link fence, with no papers, no warrant. So we're talking literal police state tactics in my home and native land. My wife and I just became U.S. citizens 2 weeks ago, and we joked that we hit the ground fighting, right?
Congratulations. Welcome.
We love this country.
Welcome.
Yeah,
welcome to the country.
Yeah, it feels great.
Welcome.
Yeah, thanks. So if you want to see the full list, it's restoretheculture.com. I could sing their praises all day long, but I think it's probably faster for folks to just pop over it. Restoretheculture.com. It is free to register. You can watch all the presentations from Friday to Sunday for free. If you want to connect with the live Q&A sessions and ask your tough questions and join a closed Facebook group and other goodies, we are offering a premium pass, but you can find out more at restoretheculture.com. That's my spiel.
And then I believe I saw on your Facebook page there was a video from Vera, the Nazi camp survivor. Is that correct? So people get a little teaser of what
it
to
is.
Expect?
Yeah, Vera did a sort of a, I don't know, 60, 90 second kind of summary of why she's decided to speak up and join our team of speakers. It's Patrick Coffin, C-O-F-F-I-N. I have got a couple of Facebook pages. I'm on Gab at Patrick Coffin. We're very proud of Vera's participation because she has a unique long view of, you know, comings and goings of this kind of fad. And she says, this is striking. This is the battle of her lifetime.
Yeah, and it's getting worse because the agenda that they're trying to accomplish is it is at a point where they're taking the necessary steps to implement laws or actions or systems, like you're talking about the vaccine passport, which is the social credit system and the tracking, mm-hmm. that we can't come back from. Because Dr. Naomi Wolf, who is mm-hmm. a very progressive person, she's not an anti-vaxxer, she's not an anti-vaccine person. She has basically said, this is the point where we are not about left or right, that it is all, like you mentioned, yeah. good and evil. It's about losing the rights and our freedom and our liberty, that we all need to be on the same side against all of these bad players in the game, because, you know, we're almost at that point where if we step over that line, there's no turning back. There's no turning back, and everything mm-hmm. will be upside down. And she's been working on her strategies and tracking the patterns of the country. I don't remember exactly what the name of it is, but since like 2008, and she's written many, many books. And she talks about the 10 different steps that we are headed towards and 10 different things that need to be accomplished in order to become basically a communist nation, which is it's like fascist communist combined. Mm-hmm. And she said, we just hit the last one, which was number 10. And it's just, we're at a very dangerous point. But the problem is a lot of people don't see it. A lot of people don't realize it. You know, the propaganda they're throwing out there is, well, you need the vaccine passport in order to go to a baseball game. You need it in order to go to, you know, fly. I heard this morning that Europe just passed, or however they do it over there, that anyone from the U.S. in order to travel in Europe is going to need to have the vaccine passport, which is really, really bad. And I know that in Israel, they have implemented the vaccine passport and they've been using it for a couple months. And then New York has a system that is ready to be launched in place, which means it's here, right? It's here. And I know that they had something brewing out in Orange County that they were going to be doing, which is nearby you. But mm-hmm. one of the America's frontline doctors and their new Legal Eagle crew, Dr. Lee Dumas, I believe is her last name, she ended up stopping it before it got to the point where they were mm-hmm. implementing it. So it's at our front door. And people just are not paying attention. They're not paying attention, and they need to, because it's all on the line. It's not an exaggeration. Yeah. You know, this is not fear that we're trying to instill in people. We're just giving you the facts. And this event is going to have all of these headliners who are going to deliver that information. And again, the event is free. So there's no reason why people can't tune in, you know, even if you catch a few of them, because you're so busy, you know, looking at Facebook, what your friend had for lunch, that you don't have the time, sure. then you've got to do that, because, you know, everybody always says, you know, you got to save the future for the children, and the children are the ones and the grandchildren are the ones that are paying back the debt. And I just want to shake everybody. And I said, it's not going to get that far. Because if we don't do these things now, we are going to be affected. It's not going to be the children who'll be kind of cleaning up our mess or paying the debt. We won't get to that point. And you know, it's like the election. They're like, oh, well, you know, we'll take back the House in 2022 and maybe the Senate. I said, we're not going to get that far. We don't have that kind of time based on everything that's coming at us, at this nuclear Biden bomb that is being fueled by yours and my tax dollars, you know, the $1.9 trillion COVID package. 91% of that did not go to the American people. So you have all of these agendas that we've just been discussing are being fueled by that money. So that's why I call it a nuclear bomb coming right at us. We're not going to make it to 2022. There is not going to be one, because it is that close. You want to comment on that based on the research you've done, the information, and of course, the guests that you have on. I want to get your opinion and just kind of verify it and remind people. I'm not making this up.
Yeah, everything's been redefined. If you have an MD with 30 years experience and are combined speakers, I've nicknamed them hungry rat carriers, going after the rats, like WHO, CDC. They have a combined, it's over 200 years of experience. Let me start the list with State Senator Scott Jensen, who's a family doctor running for the governor of Minnesota. He got in trouble because he challenged the letter from the CDC that was sent to physicians last April, indicating that they had to put COVID-19 as a cause of death if they had COVID-19 in a positive test before expiring. And he said, well, I can't in conscience do this. And so that's when he realized that there's a whole layer of deception going on and pressuring doctors to keep their mouths shut so they won't get their license suspended. Another critical care physician, Dr. Pierre Corey, K-O-R-Y, he's given a testimony in front of Senate subcommittee. These are seasoned professionals. Some of them are professors of medicine, like Dr. Peter McCullough. We have an attorney with the expertise in China named Elizabeth Yor. But when you say that these speakers are going to give additional information you're not going to hear in the mainstream media outlets, you are called the fearmonger. That's the irony. And so what used to be subject to debate is now subject to deletion. Because I'll debate anybody. Tell me where I'm wrong. Correct me. Let's clear the rubble away and let's get to our first principles. But the hard left don't want to debate. They want to delete. So you have to ask yourself, why is that? What is being squelched and why? And ordinary people observing this, Michelle, as you know, they don't like to see this. They want to know, why can't the marketplace of ideas work itself out? Isn't that an echo of the scientific method itself? So this is why we launched it. And there's something for everyone. I'm very proud of the lineup. I could go on and on. Let me mention one, because he's a personal hero of mine. His name's Tony Roman. Tony is a businessman and a patriot entrepreneur. He's the owner of Basilico's restaurant in Huntington Beach. And the moment that he heard about the Governor Newsom's lockdown last March 19th in California, he decided, I'm not complying on any level. So he's defied all the mandates. He has kept his restaurant open an hour later than the absurd 10 p.m. lockdown that Newsom imposed. And here's the cherry on top. You can't get into Basilico's if you're wearing a mask. So
that's awesome.
He's giving a really hard-hitting talk, encouraging small business owners, whether they're restaurateurs or whatever, to just say no. Don't comply. Because as everyone listening to this has probably figured out, the oligarchs running the show are not going to stop. And they're going to keep squeezing this lemon and keep making people feel guilty for standing up for their God-given rights and freedoms. And this is why it's the old pot of cold water with the frog, right? The frog doesn't notice. Every hour the temperature is going up. Until it's too late, then you're a boiled frog. So don't be a frog. Jump out. Check out restoretheculture.com. We could probably have charged $200 or $300, maybe more dollars for this. We decided to make it free and hope to get back our investment on premium passes. Because when you say, oh, it's free, psychologically, people go, how good is it? Right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you visit restoretheculture.com, I think you get a jolt of fresh air, and it'll make you curious to find out what these people have to say.
Well, and it's also been put together and designed to empower people, to give them that hope and that incentive and that drive that you're talking about, an inspiration from Tony, to open your business, to open your church, to rip off your dirty masks and go back to life as normal, because there's no reason why you can't. And if enough people do that, then it doesn't matter what these powers that be do, the elected elites, the demon rats, the Republicans, and all of the false authorities that have been plugging this propaganda and working in collusion with each other for decades. And it doesn't matter what they say or what they do. When the people, the reminder is, it's we the people, not we the sheeple, okay? And it's also a reminder to the whole system that, our republic is based on consent of the governed, and that's us. So we need to stand up, and we stand up in unity, and there's nothing that they can do. There's literally nothing they can do to us, because we can't arrest every business owner that's in Huntington Beach if everybody opens their doors. They can't do that. And if you rip off your dirty mask, what are they going to do? They're say, okay, well then everybody in the store needs to leave. We're not going to let you buy our products and services. I don't think there's a business owner on the planet that is going to turn down business. And I'll give you a perfect example. When I flew to Tulsa, Oklahoma last week, I didn't wear my mask in the airport. And I was in three airports in three states. That was in Texas, here in Arizona, and in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I put the mask mm-hmm. on. I was the only person in the entire airport not wearing a mask. And I was, you know, walking around like, I was proud of it, and I was smiling, you know, and I'm looking at people, giving them the stink eye because they all have their masks on. And the only time that I had to put it on was literally at the point where I had to go through the metal detector. So I had to put it on really quickly. But as soon as I was finished, I ripped it off. And I only did that because, you know, mm-hmm. that's a point. It's like, you know, the little Nazi checkpoint. You have to do it. Otherwise, you're not getting on the plane. So you have to, you know, play the game at whatever moment. And it's for the least amount of time. And then, of course, when I got onto the plane, the flight attendant said, you know, do you have a mask? And I was like, well, if I say no, then she'll probably call the cops. I'll get arrested and I don't get to go to Tulsa. So I'm like, oh, I put it on. But I took mm-hmm. it off as soon as I was finished. So my time that I had the mask on the entire time from when I stepped into the airport in Phoenix to when I got out of the airport in Tulsa was 1 minute and 15 seconds. And if I can do it, everybody that was in there can do it. That means you don't have to wear it. You don't have to. And on the way home, I lost a little time because the guy at the security checkpoint must have been having a bad day, or he wanted to take it out on me. So I ended up having 1 minute and 30 seconds on the way home. So no, you don't yeah. have to wear it. Even though they say you do, you don't. You can put it on and vary at that last minute. But if everybody's not wearing it, do you really think that that flight attendant is going to say, okay, everybody on the plane, you're not wearing it, you need to put it on? No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Unity and all doing it together, they can't stop us. And we're at the point that is the only thing that's going to make a difference. Because as you said, gave the perfect example of the poor little frog. And it's like Pablo's dog also, where they're going to keep pushing it and pushing it because they know that we fell for it and we continue. And this is how we rise up and we strike back. And not just for the masks, and of course, opening your businesses. And then another reminder, which you're going to hear this probably in the summit, because these experts are going to get you the encouragement to do this, because mm-hmm. they're going to give you the facts, so that way you take away the fear. And then they're going to give you that information to make you get all fired up. And as I say, you got to get pissed off in order for things to change. So you're going to get mad at this. You're going to get mad. You're going to get pissed off after you listen to all these people. And you're like, I can't believe I fell for it. I can't believe I let it go for so long. 400,000 small businesses are no longer in operation because of all of this. And the other thing too, to keep in mind is we vote with our money. So don't support the companies that are helping promote this, you know, the 200 that are, they're in a tizzy because they're pretending that there is racism with election integrity. You know, they moved the All-Star game to mm-hmm. Colorado. So all those 200 companies, don't buy their stuff. Don't support them. And that's how you diminish the beast. You know, we're fueling them. We're giving them the money to keep doing this. And then again, we're just following orders. And we're obeying. And that doesn't work. Right, Patrick?
Yeah. It works as a distraction. The mainstream media machine are going full tilt, whether it's the Derek Chauvin trial or the banning of Dr. Seuss or the voting laws or Dancing with the Stars. It's all a psyop to keep your eyes off the ball, which is what's happening in plain sight. Everyone has to decide where their line in the sand is. I have decided for several months now to go zero mask. I am totally mask free, and I speak for half, you know, certain amount of my sustenance comes from flying and speaking at conferences. But I'm done. I'm not going to get on an airplane as long as I have to participate in nonsense and impede my breathing when the CEO of the airline is not an MD and he can't tell me where and when I can impede my own respiratory system. But people, you know, people are jealous. If they see you, my last speaking event, I was mask-free walking through DFW, and it's hard to tell when you're only looking at someone's eye, right? Their eyes are only a sliver of the face, so it's hard to tell what is what is jealousy from what is anger. But a lot of people were like kind of looking longingly as I walked by, oh, if only I could take the mask. Take your damn mask off.
Right.
Take your mask off. It's not illegal to not want to have your breathing impeded. There's no federal law occurring to me a lot. There's a famous Carmelite reformer saint of the Catholic Church. She was an unlettered woman who had unbelievable insights into good and evil and peace and security. And here's a quote from St. Catherine of Siena. We've had enough exhortations to be silent. Cry out with 100,000 tongues. I see the world is rotten because of silence. So that works for me.
It totally does. And like I said, it's a great reminder. And you're another example. You're a maskless man, right? And you went to the airport. Did they force you to put it on, like, just to cross the threshold for the airplane door? Did they say anything like they did for me or no?
Yeah, I just said, no, I'm good. I'm good.
And then
most people won't challenge that. No. Now, because I was flying on someone else's dime, I didn't fight them on the airplane. So I didn't want to play Mr. Mask-Free Hero when someone else was underwriting my trip. So I, for three of the four flights, I put the mask on to sit down, and then I keep it off my face. But that's a personal decision.
Right.
But it doesn't take half. It doesn't take a majority, Michelle. It doesn't take half. If 10% of people in the airport said, you know what, I'm done, that's too many for them to police.
Yeah, 10%, and that's not a lot. That's not a lot at all, 10% of the people. And like we're giving perfect examples for anyone that's listening to give you that incentive to do the same thing and tell your friends, because you don't have to have it on. And like we said, there is a moment where you just slip it on real quick. But like I said, 1 minute, 15 seconds, 1 minute, 30 seconds for my cumulative time of wearing it rather than everybody else who just had it on the entire time and didn't take it off. So the examples is what people need to hear or see so that they don't feel like they're alone. And it's not like there's anybody that wants to be wearing it. Well, actually, I have to say there are some people that are attached to it, which is kind of sick. I guess that they're that brainwashed with this propaganda that they feel that they need to be wearing it, even though there's absolutely no scientific proof. And there's no scientific proof to anything that they've been telling you since March of last year. And so you have to keep that in mind too. And you're going to hear all of the truths and the science and examples at the Truth Over Fear Summit, which is April 30th through May 2nd. And that is coming up in the next couple of days. So, I mean, headliners. I wanted to play a sound clip that I played on a previous show from one of your speakers, Dr. Pam Popper, real quick. It's only, it's a minute and 23 seconds, but it's about the plandemic.
Yeah.
And 1 minute, 23 seconds. So just hang on there. I want people to hear this. Yeah. And she's a speaker. So you get to hear Pam Popper, who is, her organization is Make America Free Again, I believe. Amazing woman.
Yeah,
she's one of the people I'm really excited to hear. So take a listen to this.
A lot of people don't know about the agenda. They don't know about the book called COVID-19, The Great Reset, written by Klaus Schwab. That's Klaus Schwab. He's not a fun person, but it makes it sound more fun if you say it that way. But Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum. He wrote a book called COVID-19, The Great Reset. Which calls for quarantines, strict curfews, globalism, the removal of private property, the fundamental changing of the way that we live, the killing of capitalism. What are your thoughts on COVID-19, the Great Reset, the agenda of Klaus Schwab, George Soros, and Bill Gates?
Well, I'm not signing up for it. That's the first thing I want to say. I don't like that program. Mm. But the most important thing to focus on is the fact that this was a planned event. And I've seen some documents that go back, you know, to like 2010 that really show that this was quite intentional. And the whole idea was to, they're into population depopulation. They want fewer people on the planet. They want to instill a form of communism as a world government rather than all of us living in the country of our choice and different governments for different countries. They want everybody to be reliant on the state. They want everybody to have to get a vaccination.
You had mentioned that book earlier, Patrick. How ironic, huh?
Yes. Yeah, I'm glad it's getting the exposure that it deserves, because the old cliche of you want to hide something, put it in a book. Remember back in the 80s and 90s, I guess, Tipper Gore and some other people who were more conservative joined forces to talk about violent lyrics in death metal. And the big trope at the time was, you know, if you listen to the music backwards, there are satanic messages. I say, just listen to them forward. Just listen to them the way they were produced. So, Santa Claus Schwab and the Davos crowd, the Bilderberg group, Lady Lynn Forster de Rothschild, they're all rowing in the same direction. They're all fellow travelers. They're all buying into the same 1% psychotic billionaire plan for you and I. And we have to stop complying. You don't have to have a big program. It's not a complicated adventure or operation. It's just stopping. I want to spend time with my family. I want to pray without being impeded. I want to walk on the beach. I want to go back to the library. I don't want to be pounded by stickers on my church door and stickers on the floor of the restaurant with this nonstop fear porn. Enough is truly enough. So that was the passion that propelled my wife and I to start the first Truth Over Fear last October, and we're really thrilled. This is a crunch week this week, setting up for the May 1st and May 2nd event. 41 speakers, guarantee you're not going to hear this perspective anywhere else in this forum at all in one place. So if folks want to go to destroytheculture.com, we'll hook you up and introduce you to these outstanding hungry rat carriers.
I love that. Hungry rat carriers. I'm going to start using that. And what time does it start on the 30th?
9 a.m. Pacific time.
9 a.m. Pacific time, and it's the 30th, May 1st, and May 2nd. It's going to be an amazing event.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Incredible, incredible people. So even if you can't do all of it, get in as much as you can, and you can sign up. It's free. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. It's totally free. So anything else you want to mention, Patrick? I think we covered a good amount. I have a feeling that there's going to be some people that are needing to hear this.
Yeah, I think we covered the waterfront. This is really for people who belong to three groups. Those who are aware that they're being lied to, but they don't have the ammo to understand the big picture, nor the little picture in terms of the scientific details of why masks don't work, of why this is the most rushed vaccine in history, of why if you sign up for this vaccine, you are enrolling in a medical trial that's not finished yet. So that's one group, those who are already on board but want some more information. The people on the fence who want to hear the case, they haven't really decided what's going on, that maybe they've pressed pause on getting the vaccine. And then the third group are the skeptics, those who think that anyone who mentions the phrase Great Reset or even raises an eyebrow against the COVID vaccine as a conspiracy theorist, going to be hard evidence coming your way. And if you get the premium pass, you can ask any question you want from any of the speakers who are participating in the live Q&A question. So again, it's not about selling you on a perspective or a point of view or a conclusion. It's about giving you the equipment to see both sides of the question. Because if you don't, you're half in the dark, and that's no way to live your life. Maybe I'll close with one of my favorite Spanish phrases. My wife's from Peru, so I've got a whole bunch of these. But one of my favorites is, vivir con miedo es como vivir a medias. A life lived in fear is a life half lived. And it doesn't have to be that way. So
that is a great quote. Yeah, that is a great quote and an incredible reminder that it's time to go back to normal. And why live a half life? So get rid of that fear. And you're also in this event, you're going to get some, like you mentioned, some ammo so that when you do have the mask off and somebody comes at you, whether it's just a regular citizen or somebody that thinks they're in an authoritative position, you're going to have the comeback. You're going to have the information. You're going to have the facts So it'll shut them up and leave you alone. So hopefully that will give people more courage to open their business, go back to church, and rip off that dirty mask.
That's right. That's right. That's why we call the truth over fear. Remember, the person yelling at you is afraid. They're afraid. They're afraid of you. They're afraid of dying. They're afraid of a germ. They're afraid that the propaganda is true. And this is where I think we've crossed the line at some point in the last 14 months. And this is literally true. People now are more afraid of admitting they're being lied to at this massive scale than they are about COVID. And that's a terrible place to be. So you might not convert someone with the truth that you learn at this summit, but what you will do is learn how to just present facts in a calm way, understanding that that person is freaking out, that the hysterical Karen, the angry store manager, they see that you're a happy, healthy, smiling person. That's the person they want to be in their own life. And that's the kind of thing where you can plant seeds. And if everybody starts planting seeds like that, and just be patient with people, we'll get out of this. This is not a foregone conclusion of doom and gloom. Together, we can turn this around. And that's, in the end, that's why we launched RestoreTheCulture.com. We hope your listeners join us. I know they'll love it.
Awesome. Awesome. Incredible information. And I'm looking for some of that ammo. I can add that into the show. Thank you so much, Patrick, for coming on, and even more so for putting this together and bringing together all of these incredible experts and speakers to help people reopen this country and get back to normal, get rid of this fear. So thank you for being an amazing patriot and for all that you do. I'm looking forward to having you on as a follow-up so you can give some success stories about how this kicked off transforming people and the country and going back to normal. So thank you for being an amazing man. Amazing man.
Roger that. Thank you so much. If folks, if they go to the bottom of the website, RestoreTheCulture.com, there's an affiliate link. If you or your audience have a large list of friends by email, we'd be happy to extend a thank you commission for people who get the premium pass through that. So it's at the very bottom at affiliates. But our mission is really simple. We want to inspire, educate, and support people of reason and of faith who are just sick and tired of the PC groupthink and the oligarchic control. If we don't stop it, they're not going to stop it. So it turns to you and me to do the right thing.
Yeah. Stand up, people. Stand up for your rights and your freedom and your liberty. So thank you again, Patrick. I'm excited
to start watching
on the 30th. Thank you so much. Have a great day,
Roger,
and good luck with everything. Good luck, sir.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, what a powerful guest. Powerful guest. Patrick Coffin. He's the host of the Truth Over Fear COVID-19 and the Great Reset online summit. So it's something that everybody needs to tune into. Again, it is free. It is a free event. But if you want to upgrade to premium services where you can interact and ask questions to the guests and the speakers, that is an option. And if you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, because this is a Take Action item. You will see the virtual events page and the graphic is there. And again, if you do upgrade to any of the premium items, what we're doing, as you mentioned in an affiliate deal, we are giving 10% of your total purchase price to our nonprofit partners, helping vets, pets, and kids. So it's a way for you to learn and get and give back at the same time. And please encourage your friends and your family and your contacts to attend the event. Let's get this place open. Let's give everybody the information that they need in order to get rid of this fear. You know, the thing that he thought that I'd heard, and I'm glad that he'd said it as a reminder, is that more people are fearful of the fact that they bought into this, basically, and are not trusting themselves, and then the actual fear of the coronavirus. And that is very interesting, because that was the topic of discussion for the podcast that I did with one of the doctors, who I haven't published it yet, but I will be doing that next week. Through the whole psychological strategy with that, it really digs deep into that.
You've been listening to Everything Homes special segment, Stories Needing Sharing, with Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com.
And find us on all the major listening platforms.
Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.